Welcome back to the Vita English Podcast. I'm your host, Faith, and I'm delighted that you're tuning in today. In my English classes, I always encourage my students to ask questions about vocabulary, grammar, and culture. During a recent class, one of my students asked me about the word binge. That's B-I-N-G-E. And I thought it would be helpful to explain this word to you, my listeners. But before we begin, I want you to know that you can be part of this conversation too. Just like my students, you can ask me questions or suggest topics by emailing me at info@vitaenglish.ca. I love hearing from you, and I might even feature your question or suggestion on an upcoming episode. All right, now let's delve into today's topic, the word binge. So what does binge mean? Well, when you binge on something, it means you consume it excessively or indulge in it without restraint. It's like when you can't stop eating your favorite snack or watching an entire season of your favorite show in one sitting. For example, you might say, "I binged on potato chips yesterday." This means you ate a large amount of chips in a short period of time, more than you normally would, and more than you should. Another example is this. "I binge-watched an entire series over the weekend." This means that you watched multiple episodes or even an entire season of a show in one go without taking breaks. Now, let me share a personal experience of binging. A few weeks ago, I found myself watching a fascinating YouTube documentary while indulging in a bag of gummy worms. Before I knew it, I had binged the entire bag of gummy worms. The next day, I felt the effects of the binge. My stomach was super wonky. I promised myself I'd never do that again. All right, here's a question for you, my listeners. Can you think of a time when you binged on something? It could be binge watching a TV show, binge eating your favorite food, or even binge shopping online. How did you handle the aftermath? I'd love to hear your stories and provide an opportunity for you to practice the word binge. Please share your binge experiences with me by emailing me at info@vitaenglish.ca. Thank you for listening to the Vita English Podcast. Until next time, I wish you the best on your English language journey. Remember, when it comes to English, use it, live it, love it, and fluency will follow. Goodbye.